morning. It's good to see everyone here this morning on our third Sunday of Easter. We welcome our friends from the sunny south. Where's the heat? Is that what you did? So when do you go home, Denny?
If someone doesn't offer me a jacket, very good.
Oops. Bad like that. Yes. We're going to be laughing today. I think somebody's going to be preaching with me today, too. Let me see. And we also welcome those who will be worshiping with us through our CD ministry. later on through this week. And Ben woke up on the good side of the bed this morning, didn't he? Yes. Oh, he's having a great day. Good. All right, Ben, you join me in the preaching later on. Couple announcements. This Tuesday, April 20th at 6 p.m., the fellowship hall downstairs, the Woodsfield Finance Committee will be meeting. Thursday, April 22nd, the Upper Ohio Valley Presbytery will be having a clergy meeting. I will be attending that. And then I will be leaving from there to go over to Camp Hill, PA, which is just outside of Harrisburg, to finish up for the closing retreat of Leading Contemplative Gatherings. I started that back in September, so I'll be finishing that. Saturday's event had to be postponed, I'll say that, rather than canceled. We just only had three people, and I need more than three people to be able to have a good conversation and dialogue. So I will hopefully look at doing that and rescheduling that another time, the Listening for God Day Retreat. So we'll have that sometime in the future. And the members of Session will be planning worship next week. So be here and be ready to praise and worship God as we always do on Sunday mornings. Friday, I think this is a very interesting thing. This is a direct email from Patty at the Presbytery office. This Friday, April 23rd, you can come and hear about a free wheelchair mission. Give mobility, independence, hope, dignity through a gift of a free wheelchair, through the free wheelchair mission. Dr. Don Schoendorfer, founder and president of the Free Wheelchair Mission, will present a program on Friday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. at First Presbyterian... I hope my mouth is not doing this during the sermon. The First Presbyterian Church on Marietta Street in St. Clairsville. And I think this is a really amazing thing. Dr. Schoendorfer has designed a wheelchair that can be mass-produced and delivered to those in need for only $59.60 each. So if anyone is interested, or any ones of you are interested, carpool and go hear about that. The Upper Ohio Valley Presbytery will have a meeting on Tuesday, April 27th at Calvary in St. Clairsville. And there will be a workshop at 4:30 on media. And the media workshop is to help our church families communicate their activities more effectively to local news media and our communities. A brief media workshop will be conducted before our next presbytery meeting to begin at 4:30. And Richard Farley Jr. of Wheeling, an award-winning journalist and veteran nonprofit executive and public relations professional, will give some tips on how to best attract media attention and get accurate information into the newspapers and on broadcast media in a timely, interesting fashion. There will be plenty of opportunities for questions and answers. So to let you know, that will be happening, not this coming Tuesday, but the next. And the National Day of Prayer, you have an insert in your bulletin, is going to be a luncheon this year on Thursday, May 6th, always the first Thursday of the month, down at Woodsfield Methodist Church. Reservations are required as space is limited. So if you would like to attend that luncheon at noon. Are there any other announcements? A lot of announcements this day. We are blessed with God's creation on our table this morning, and the lilacs are absolutely beautiful, so thank you.
I have one thing coming up this week. Carissa Martin, and she's going to be assisted with Colleen Finney in the Sound of Music down in St. Martin's.
That is this week, isn't it? Okay, it's
22nd.
Four nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. Carissa Martin is starring in the Sound of Music. So, probably one of the lead roles. So anyway, if you're looking for some entertainment, that'd be a wonderful thing to go do. Yes. Okay. Then, now, which church was this again? Okay. Smithton Presbyterian Church up in Smithton, Pennsylvania. They were getting ready for a meeting, but when that storm came through Friday, they lost their steeple, and so now there is a gaping hole in their roof. So we will hold them in prayer. So that is a special prayer for the church. Any others? Let us turn to page one. Yes. No, that's okay. See, that's why we have those little pauses. Okay, Presbyterian Women, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, Mary V. Klein's. It's been a busy 2 weeks for the Presbyterian Women. All right. Any others? Hear these sentences from Scripture. Call on the name of the Lord in praise. Make known God's deeds among the nations. Sing to God with joyful songs. Tell of God's wonderful deeds. Let us worship God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Each.
invited to rise in body, heart, mind, and spirit for our call to worship. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and do not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. Let us pray. Spirit of God, descend among us, we pray. We are a complacent people, content with singing our hymns, praying our prayer, hearing your word, and going home as usual. Set us straight. Knock us off our moorings. Turn us around. Bathe us in your light. Speak to us in our blindness that we may see the light. May we in our worship not only see you clearly, but also follow where you lead. Amen. Our opening hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, number 264. Call to confession. What questions is God asking us as we examine our faith and faithfulness? Have our attitudes been rigid or flexible? Have we been motivated by self-sacrificing love or self-indulgent greediness? Do we live by self-limiting agendas, control, and fear, or by a God-given desire to do mission and ministry in the world? Surely we have much to confess before our God. Let us pray together, saying, You have shown us love, O God. In Jesus, you have shown us love that seeks, love that suffers, love that survives all things. You call us, even command us, to show that love in our lives. Yet we turn away from what you would have us do. We confess that the ways of love are not our ways. We deny and ignore, hurt and hate, despise and reject. Loving others is hard. Loving ourselves is often harder. Have mercy on us. Help us to receive your love in a manner that allows us to share love with others. Help us to receive your love in a manner that allows us to love ourselves. Amen. You are invited into a time of silent reflection and prayer. Amen. Let the scales fall off your eyes. God has offered you new sight. Unplug your ears. God is claiming you as a beloved servant to listen and tell others. Warm to the community that surrounds you. They are your family. God has given you sisters and brothers to love. Reach out to feed and care and follow where Christ leads. You are forgiven. You are claimed. You are sent in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. All honor and praise to God. Please stand. Let us pray. Living God, with joy we celebrate the presence of your risen word. Enliven our hearts by your Holy Spirit so that we may proclaim the good news of eternal and abundant life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed before him. Flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were open, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight and neither drank nor ate. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately, something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. Our next reading is found in Psalm 30. And while you're looking, I guess we're going to do a better change.
We should be good now. All right, Ben, here we go. Psalm 30. I will read the odd numbered, if you would read the even, and we'll read the last verse together. I praise you, Lord, because you have saved me and kept my enemies from gloating over me. You kept me from the grave. I was on my way to the depths below, but you restored my life.
Sing praise to the Lord, all his faithful people. Remember what the Holy One has done, and give him thanks.
His anger lasts only a moment, his goodness for a lifetime. Tears may flow in the night, but joy comes in the morning. You were good to me, Lord. You protected me like a mountain fortress. But then you hid yourself from me, and I was afraid.
I called to you, Lord. I begged for your help.
What will you gain from my death? What profit from my going to the grave? Are dead people able to praise you? Can they proclaim your unfailing goodness? You have changed my sadness into a joyful dance. You have taken away my sorrow and surrounded me with joy. So I will not be silent. I will sing praise to you, Lord. You are my God. I will give you thanks forever. Our second reading is found in Revelations. Revelations 5, 11 through 14. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Our gospel reading this Sunday is found in the gospel according to John, John 21, 1 through 19. John 21, 1 through 19. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We'll go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved, therefore, said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the full net of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, Follow me. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, abundant giver. We come before you this day, your people, your children, to be transformed by your risen word. Let the words of my mouth, O God, and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you this day and as we go forth, your disciples. We pray all these things in the name of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. If you read chapter 20 again in the Gospel according to John, well, let me read the ending here of chapter 20. The purpose of this book. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Amen. But the book of John doesn't end there. Now, as scholars have determined, there's a different writer who continues with John's gospel in chapter 21. But this writer knows John very well, the writers of the Gospel of John. And 21 continues the story. It is, if you will, as if you've gone to a play, talking about the Sound of Music that'll be happening, and the curtain has come down, and there's that one last character that sort of comes out in front of the curtain and says, "Oh, by the way, I just want to make sure you understood what you just saw and what's just happened." So first of all, let's go back to the week that we call Holy Week. It begins with the triumphant entry of Jesus with his disciples into Jerusalem. And then they move from that time, because it's the feast of the Passover, they go to temple. And they've had time in worship of their God. And then they sit down and they have the Passover meal with Jesus, but it turns out to be a Passover meal unlike any they've ever had before, because Jesus talks about this bread being his body broken for them, and that as often as they eat the bread, that they remember him in the future. And then he holds up the cup and he says, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood. And as often as you drink this cup, remember me into the future. Remember me. These things I give to you." And then after that wonderful meal and, I mean, him washing their feet, these strange things happening, they go into the Garden of Gethsemane, and then the next thing you know, there's soldiers and torches. And remember at the meal when he said, "One of you will betray me, and Peter, you will deny me." And Peter said, "No, never." And the next thing you know, there's Judas with the Roman soldiers and the swords, and someone's getting their ear cut off, and Jesus is being grabbed after Judas kisses him, and he's taken away. And they're just standing there wondering what happened and how could Judas possibly do this after they've just had this meal together with them where Jesus washed their feet. And then the next day, there's this trial that makes no sense. How can this be happening? And then the next thing you know, Jesus is taken away. Peter's denying him. They've all scattered. They don't know where one another are. Jesus is scourged. He's walked through town, marched through town, and then crucified. He dies. And then the next day, they go to the tomb, and he's not there. But they think that they've seen him. Mary says she's seen him. It's just too much. It's just too much to just absorb and to push through that lens of your brain. How can you conceive of all of this stuff that's happening, from these joys to these intimate moments with Jesus to this horror on the cross? It's too much. I think we know those moments when we just go, "It's too much." When someone, maybe you, were diagnosed with cancer or an incurable disease that there's no hope for, it's just going to progress, and that helplessness that you feel, and yet that news has come on, the joy of finding out you had a new grandchild or some wonderful thing has happened to one of your grandchildren. And we're bombarded daily by the media. I mean, whether you're looking on the internet or you're watching television or listening to the radio, and this bombardment of all the negativity that's happening in the world, let alone your own lives. And now we have a volcano erupting that is disrupting things all around the world. I mean, sometimes it just gets to be too much. And you just say, you know, I just need life to be normal. I just need the dust to settle. I just want to go to bed tonight. I just want to say my prayers, have my devotional time, and then I'm going to get a good night's sleep, and I'm going to get up in the morning, and I'm going to have my time reading my Bible, have my devotions, and then I'm going to eat breakfast, and I'm going to go about my day. There are things I have to do. There are errands I have to run. I just need life to calm down for a minute. I just need a breather. And that's where the disciples are. Jesus is gone. This man who came to them and said, "Follow me." And they left everything. Everything. Family, job. Left it all to follow him. And now he's just gone. And they just don't know what's going on. And they just need that normalcy. And so what do? They go back to the Sea of Tiberias. You know those days when maybe you're sitting around kind of commiserating with other people? Maybe you did it, or you remember a day at your job where everybody's sitting around and everybody's complaining, or if you've gotten that bad news and you just don't know what to do, and suddenly someone says, "Enough, I just can't sit here and talk about this anymore. I just have to go do something." And so Peter, he just stands up and he says, "I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm going fishing. I just have to do something here. I can't just sit here and talk about this anymore." And then what do the rest of them do? "We're coming with you. Don't just hold on a second. We're coming with you because we don't know what to do either." And so they go out in their boat and they're fishing all night and they catch nothing. They're just lost, they're disoriented, nothing's working, life isn't getting back to normal. And then daybreak comes. The sun comes up, and there's Jesus standing on the shore. Says, "Hey, children, do you have any fish?" "No." They don't recognize him, kind of like that moment with Mary at the tomb, when she thought Jesus was the gardener, till he spoke her name. And then he says, "Well, why don't you try casting your nets out onto the right side of the boat?" So, going, okay, what the heck? We're tired, it's morning, we have nothing, what do we have to lose? So they cast their nets, and then they come up full. Remind you of another moment when Jesus was with them. And it's in that moment when the beloved disciple recognizes and realizes that that man who just said, "My children," was Jesus. And what does Peter do? God, you just gotta love Peter. Impetuous Peter, the one who goes, well, who denied him, but who was there, and let me be first, and oh Lord, I'm just always going to be here. And then he denies him, you know, and he says, "I don't know who you are." What does Peter do? He just goes diving into the water, not after the fish. Peter is on his way to the shore, first one in the water, first one out of the water, and the disciples are following him because Jesus is there. They see him. And of all the things, he's got fish on the grill. Breakfast is cooking. And Jesus says, "Come on over. Bring your catch. Bring me some of your fish." And so they come with their net busting at the seams. 153 fish, we're told. We'll have to figure out why 153 later. And they sit down and they have breakfast. Remember that story about the loaves and the fishes and the 5,000 people by the Sea of Tiberias? Kind of ring a bell here. But We're moving into the future here. It is a new day. Remember those words of John at the beginning of the Gospel of John? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Psalm 30 that we read today, weeping may tarry through the night, but in the morning, joy. Folks, it's breakfast time. The risen Christ is with us. He is having breakfast with us. Imagine that. But after they finish breakfast, John still doesn't stop there because there's more to make clear and make right to us. Remember, this is the epilogue, the person standing out in front of the curtain, making sure we got the story. Because if I ask you to tell me about Peter, more than likely, the first thing out of your mouth is going to be, well, Peter's the one who denied Jesus three times. And here, Jesus says to Simon, three times, do you love me? And three times Peter says, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. And Jesus says, go, feed my sheep. There's work to be done. Go. Peter is faithful. Peter is forgiven by the grace of Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ can forgive Peter, denying him three times on that day, I assure you, we are forgiven by the grace of God. And then we look at that faithfulness of Simon. That's what we're supposed to remember. Peter, on whom the rock of the church will be built. It is a new day. You see, the disciples haven't just been changed. I know it's a word we throw around. We don't like change. Well, I assure you the disciples didn't like change either. But you see, they haven't been changed. They've been transformed. They're new people. Just like our story, our scripture today in Acts, when Saul is on his way to persecute the people of the way, that's us. And along his way, the light breaks forth, the light of the world. And Paul isn't just changed a little. Paul is so transformed. Saul is so transformed that he's no longer Saul, he's Paul. That is the message that we are to hear this day of the resurrection. Jesus says, do you love me? Then go out, be new. Don't just change a little. Be transformed by my love, my grace, and my mercy that I have bestowed upon you. You are made new. We are made new in the image of Christ, that we might go forward in love. That three times, as I thought about that, I thought about the greatest commandment, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Do you love me? I love you with all my mind. Do you love me? I love you with all my heart. Do you love me? I love you with all my soul. Then go out. Be new. Be the carriers of my light in the world. Jesus says, do you love me? Do you love God? Then love one another. Love your neighbor as I have loved you. Love yourself as I love you. You children. So this day, it's a new day. The night is over. The past is finished and gone. A new thing is happening. It is time to eat breakfast for he loves us and we have been transformed, not just changed. It is a new dawn breaking forth. Do you love him? Do you love God? Do you love your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Let's eat breakfast and then feed his sheep. Amen. Our next hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Thing to imagine yourself singing that hymn sitting on the shoreline of the Sea of Tiberias. This time is the time that we offer our prayers to the Lord our God. Prayers of concern, joy, praise, thanksgiving, honor. Your prayers. Ashley. Wow.
And the daughter had rods in both of her legs, mm-hmm. Those have been removed. And I believe both of them are doing therapy of some sort, but she said, we're getting along. Okay.
Good. Continued prayers for them.
Yes.
Yes.
Their mother's had a very hard life and obviously will be.
Yeah. Yeah. Our prayers for them. Their names again?
She didn't say them.
That's okay.
I feel bad.
No, that's...
I can't remember.
God knows who they are.
Daughter, but they're both under 10.
Yeah. The strength and tenacity and what's the... Seems like there's another word I can't find.
She's
of children.
Just, you know, yeah. She's amazing. The mother's amazing.
Yeah.
She's continuing. She's a very long.
Good.
Marlene. I ran into Stephen and Julie this morning.
Yes.
And her mother's not doing very well.
Okay. They said hi. Steve and Julie said hi. They miss being here, but Julie's mother's not doing well. So, any others?
I've got a classmate up there, Sam Templeton. He fell and broke his leg, both bones in his lower leg near the ankle. And he said they're going to evaluate it to see if it's starting to knit any. Hopefully, without surgery.
A prayer push. You said Sam Templeton?
Yes.
Sam Templeton.
He told me yesterday that the small bone has knitted, the large one does not.
All right.
Big prayer push for the big bone. Any others? Let us.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. This happened out of Buchanan, too.
I spend lots of time at the care centers now. And you know what? It's amazing. Those people, some of them are in truly bad shape. And the spirit that they have, it's worth your time.
It is. We missed you on Wednesday. The village drummers were out there, and we're just singing Daisy, and we sang Jingle Bells twice. We were dashing through the snow and drumming and just having a good time. And worship is the same, and you really get to know everyone that's out there. And they laugh, and sometimes they cry in those moments too. Things just hit them, but it's a wonderful time with them. Any others? I'm sorry, say that again. Oh. Maybe we sang it twice. they were. Yeah, you may be off the hook. Yeah, because we were dashing through the snow out there a couple of times. All right. Any others? Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Let us pray. God of all wisdom, glory, honor, praise, we bow before you. We come before you this day to worship your holy name. We come before you, your children, blinded by the things of this earth, blinded by our schedules, blinded by stuff. Be the light that opens our eyes in this moment. The eyes of our hearts open our ears that we may look around, and when we hear a voice, we hear and recognize your voice. And when we look around and we see others, that we see your sheep. We see your face in each person we meet. And only feel the warmth and joy of your love radiating through us to them, that we might carry that light to those who need to know your love, your compassion, your mercy, your grace, and your forgiveness. For you so loved the world that you came to us to meet us as an infant child and be one of us. And for that, O Lord, we give you thanks. On this day, O Lord, we lift up our prayers to you, and we give you thanks that we can come before you in prayer. that we can lay at your feet our concerns, our worries, our hopes, our joys, our children. You know all the prayers of our hearts. You know us, O Lord, before we speak a word. We ask, O Lord, this day that as we come before you, your people, that we also humbly come before you, your church, your body of Christ, and we raise our prayers to you for the church, for this body of Christ in the community, that we might be your beacon of light, and for all your churches in the world, that through the war and the pain and the suffering, that we might hold on to with everything that we have your love and peace in the world that you came to proclaim. We ask, O Lord, that you so strengthen our leaders that peace and justice and love might thrive for all as we come together in strength and oneness to feed your sheep. We humbly bow before you this day, O Lord, in honor and glory and praise, that you have transformed us. As we have been baptized into your life, your death, your resurrection, that we have been transformed into new beings. As Saul became Paul, let us be made new and live into that calling, O Lord. We ask, O Lord, that as we bring each one of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, that you hear our prayers for those that we call by name this day. Brenda Rice, Bill Rice, Gina Most, Sarah Hall, Glenna Joy, Graham, Virginia Lee Morris, Jim Newhart, Reverend Robert Phillips, Sandra Turner, Tom Billings, Mary Jo Hammond, Jack Hammond, Sarah and Sean Galilean, Aiden Russell, Mike Caravelle, Carly Sue Williams, Ashley Shoemaker, John Patster, Mary Morris, Ronald Bob Howell, Linda Hanna, Jennifer Edgel, Monica Long, Rick Williams, Sally Jackson, Lucy Roberts, Gabriel Kayetta, Chuck Henning, Lorraine Patster, Donna Beery, Gloria Jean West Godwin, Mitch Clift, Danny Olam, Bob LaCrone, Isla Forney, Cecile Waters, Bill Hoag, Sherry and Dalton Patterson, Joe Fetty, Mike Hines, Charlotte Schuerman, and all who ask us to pray, O Lord, hear the prayers of our hearts. Amen. And now let us pray as Jesus has taught us and his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Who will carry the name of Christ into the marketplace? Who will try new ways of faithfulness? Who will step out in faith? Our offerings involve all who give. They empower those who serve. They express our praise and thanksgiving while witnessing to the reign of love in our midst. Our offering will now be given to the glory of Christ's work in the church and through the world, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Thank you. wants to come sing. Come sing. Come sing. Let us pray together, saying, we bring our offerings to feed your lambs and tend your sheep, gracious God. May these gifts extend love in the form of food, pure water, shelter, and acceptance. Let our gifts provide outreach to the world, opportunities for ministry in our committees, congregation. The body of Christ, help us focus on what is truly important in your desire, that we may work together, stranger and friend, to make a difference in the world. Amen. Thank you. Rise and go where God directs. Your caring may be the answer to someone's prayers. You may be God's chosen instrument of healing. We will reach out to our neighbors with love. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. Blessed are those who trust without proof. We will follow where Christ leads us, nurtured and strengthened by the Holy Spirit of God. Blessing, honor, glory, and power be to our God. Amen. Hymn number 152, Take My Life. God has made us instruments to bring the name of Jesus before all the people of the world. Go with the peace of God into the world with the light for all the world. Amen.